Nolte, more Disney brand damage – Ant-Man 3 earns worst reviews since Eternals. By John Nolte on February 17, 2023. At the worst possible time, Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania is earning the second worst reviews in the history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Things sure have changed round here. Something that the groomers and child predators Disney could always count on was America's cuck movie reviewers delivering glowing reviews. The reasons for this are obvious. Most of today's movie reviewers know nothing about movies. They think movies began with Star Wars. These are not educated lovers of the art of cinema. Instead, these are lonely and aggressive neurotics who hail from all 238 genders and whose holy trinity is made up of internet porn, nerd culture, and marijuana. The second reason for all those undeserved reviews was wanting to stay on Disney's good side. I can tell you from personal experience that Disney gives great junket. Everyone wants to get on the gravy train of free screenings, free Blu-rays, and all that sweet, sweet swag. Well, what a difference it makes when you step on a rake and fall off the stage backwards into the kettle drum, which is what Disney has done. Disney's stock, box office, and, most importantly, its reputation are all imploding. In other words, the giant is wounded and not delivering the nerdgasms like before. So Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, which is a vital piece of the MCU's next phase, is taking on water with a devastating 48% rotten score at Rotten Tomatoes. Only Marvel's box office flop Eternals did worse, but just by 1 percentage point, 47%. By the time all the Ant-Man 3 reviews are in, it could easily dip below 47%, qualifying it for the worst reviewed ever. For the sake of context, here are the 10 worst reviewed Marvel movies thus far. Captain America: The First Avenger -80%. Thor -77%. Avengers: Age of Ultron -76%. Iron Man 2-71%. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness -74%. The Incredible Hulk -67%. Thor: The Dark World -66%. Thor: Love and Thunder -64%. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania -48%. Eternals -47%. Why is this worth mentioning? For starters, anything bad that happens to the groomers at the Walt Disney Company is good for mankind. This is an evil company targeting the innocence and well-being of children. Decent people want evil to fail, and Disney has become pure evil. Secondly, for those dead-enders who still care about the MCU, Ant-Man 3 is a crucial chapter in the franchise's future. The movie that introduces Phase 5 and the villain who will drive us to the next two Avengers movies. Oh, joy, two more Avengers movies. Gee, I hope there's a lot more man-on-man smooching, because that's why I go to superhero movies. To see two large, hairy homosexuals kiss. Finally, there is the brand damage. As I mentioned yesterday, the damage Disney is doing to its most cherished brands is pure suicide. First, Disney woke raped Star Wars into a bunch of bad TV shows, woke raped its animated features into flops, and now the once indestructible Marvel Cinematic Universe is being woke raped into something fewer and fewer care about. Of the five Marvel movies released since Eternals bottom out, three made it into that list above of the worst reviewed: Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Thor: Love and Thunder, and now Ant-Man and Wasp: Quantumania. Sure, the movies are still making money, but the bloom is off the rose. Lots of people saw Black Panther 2, but nobody really liked it. And it grossed a $500 million, with a B, dollars less than its predecessor, $1.382 billion compared to $855 million. The trust between Marvel and the audience is dying. There's no more excitement. Marvel movies are just another superhero flick. Ant-Man 3 is projected to hit $120 million this weekend. We shall see. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.